Honourable members, I think we can start. If there are any delays from other members, they will find us on the way. I do not know what you think about that, or you can wait for another, say, up to quarter past. Maybe let's wait and see other, because we are going to discuss a very important thing, the program of our committee. I'll just probably give you to go through some of those papers in these next 15 minutes. I mean the next 7 minutes. We'll start at quarter past. But meanwhile, yeah, probably also introducing ourselves should happen when the members are already here. Just look through those papers and see if they can help you. I've asked the secretary to circulate a draft program at least for the term. But as you know, the committee section expects us, the House Chairperson expects us to provide him with a full program for the next 5 years. So what I think we have to do here would be to brainstorm. Unfortunately, there is some changes now even in the composition of membership since our last workshop. We are going to have more new members now, and other members that were here are not here now. I think we have got 4 new members. And that creates a very big program and challenge, because the aim of our last workshop was to orientate the new members. Now there are more new members, and so it is becoming more and more problematic. But we were advised that this was the last change that will ever happen. So let us hope, therefore, but I do not think that we still have a resource to have another workshop now. So they will have to find the ground running, the new members who were not in the workshop. But at least those ones who are in the workshop, they will help us brainstorm issues of how we want to formulate our program, because our program for the next 5 years depends on us and nobody else. And I think issues that we raised during the workshop in Simonstown would be very much, relevant for the formulation of our next 5-year plan. So what I thought we could do today, actually some committees, they even had to cancel their meetings today because of the change of membership. You see. I thought that now, because we decided that we will be looking into the program, we can, together with new members, those that were there in the workshop, they will contribute they will contribute some input into what was discussed in the workshop, and probably around that, then we can go back to our homes and study groups and discuss them at our party level and see what would be our areas of interest to formulate a 5-year program. I thought it would be better like that. But for now, anybody who thinks that there are issues or institutions, this is about oversight, it's about other issues that challenges of constituencies and so forth that should be incorporated into our business plan. There are some guidelines. I'm going to ask the secretary to circulate some of the guidelines that come from the committee section as to how to formulate a 5-year program which should guide us. For instance, in terms of overseas trips, we are allowed no more than 2 per 5-year term. And then there are some guidelines for local oversight tours, as well as what oversight tools and such things. So there are some guidelines around that which have been provided by the House Chairperson, which I will ask the Secretary to circulate to members. So for now, you can look through the documents that you have and see into our draft program, and then give some suggestions of other things that you think we should look into in our program. One of the things I said, especially about oversight TOS, is that we must identify our oversight TOS, especially the overseas trips, in our program of action, because if they are not captured, it's difficult for Parliament to budget for them. They have to be, they said, because once a program has been approved, then all what is enshrined in the program, it means it's going to happen. So if there are overseas trips that we have thought about and we've put them in the program, once that program has been approved, it means that those trips are ready for the next 5 years, unless otherwise unpredictable turmoil happens. So that's how I would guide you for now. And then we'll start it in 2 minutes' time.
Who's going to come first from the department? Because this is today.
I think the members who attended the workshop will recall that we didn't have a briefing from the entities of the department. Part of what we have there in the draft program are the entities, so that they can then appraise us of what they do. But over and above, you shouldn't worry about the dates that are here, because this was drafted before the workshop. But these are some of the things that we think we should look into. You can always add whatever else or remove whatever you think is irrelevant. But this was just thinking through what we can look into during the course of this term. For instance, there is some issue which we needed some clarification of where the Department of Health raised some issues on intellectual property rights. So we thought that the department could appraise us about that those discrepancies between the department or our department and that of health in terms of how they view the intellectual property rights for public to finance research and development institutions and so forth. So that's that. And then there is also here an invitation from the Republic of Korea for the 11th of October. We will have to discuss that in due course if we were to go there, how we would go or how many can go. And there is a formula that is used in Parliament for if we send a delegation, it depends on the number that they can take, and then we then use that formula between the ruling party and the opposition parties. I think the secretary will also circulate this copy. The researcher has also prepared some document there, which for issues that arose from our last workshop, and I think that those points may also be useful to guide us as to where we can go from here. So I think members will bear with us that, you know, with the disorganization of committee formation, things are not really at hand, you know. We will do the best we can, but we hope that the changes in committees were the last of its kind, as it seems now. And then we can be able to structure ourselves accordingly. I don't know if the WHIP wants to say something in this regard. You must use your mic. All committee things have to be recorded.
Thank you. No, I was saying nothing except to, if we've studied already, if some of the new members are around to introduce themselves so that we know who are the new members.
I think we can start now formally. We were waiting for some members. We know people are still trying to find their feet. I see here our honorable member Doris is here. She's also finding feet. She's an old member, but she's new in our committee. So I think before we start, it would be also useful to introduce ourselves because, as we say, we are all new. We have to know one another, probably also the staff here, the officials have to know us, and we also have to know them. So I think I'll start from my side here. I am Ngabangobo, the chairperson of the committee from the African National Congress. I've been with this committee, I think, since I came to Parliament. I broke a little bit last year when I was helping in the NHG. So I'm back again in the committee. So therefore, that brings an advantage because I happen to know where this... Actually, I was the first person when this committee was formed. It was formed in 2004, and after the Department of Arts, Culture, Science and Technology was separated into two different departments, that is Arts and Culture and Science and Technology. So I happened to have the clue, since it was still a combined department, and when it was separated, and up until now. So even when I was in Minerals and Energy, I do not know if there are any chairpersons that also serve in other committees, but when I was in Minerals and Energy, being a chair, I was also left to be part of Science and Technology, you know, because it's a new department, and I happen to have the history of it. So, without waste of time, therefore, I think I've introduced myself, my secretary, the committee secretary, Shanas Isaacs. I've got also, I think it's better that people introduce themselves. The staff will start with members first. Let me start from this side.
I'm Lindela Tunjo, the whip and the member of the African National Congress.
Yeah, I'm Sanamulao from the Congress of the People.
I'm Marion Shin from the Democratic Alliance.
Hi, my name is Doris Mingwa. I'm from the African National Congress.
I'm Mama Hona Nyama. I'm from the ANC.
My name is Thandiwazi Ngalithande. I'm the Secretary for Science and Technology Study Group, ANC.
Pardon me. I'm Kim from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Behind there, move to the micro. Nobody will not be introducing him or herself here.
I'm Lena Pacenzi, I'm the Chair Secretary.
I'm Aziza Friedrichs from the CSIR Parliamentary Office.
Leander France, Parliamentary Liaison Office and the Ministry.
I'm Nandin Jinga of Science and Technology Digital Office.
I am Tavi Mawela, Parliamentary Liaison Officer to Deputy Minister Anekom.
I'm Rene Osborne Mullins, Researcher for this committee.
I'm Mohammed, the ANC Researcher.
Okay, I think we've introduced ourselves. Thank you very much for that introduction. I hope we can start the business knowing one another now. Right. So how many are new members here? It's only Honorable Ngangwan. Who else is new here? None. They haven't come. Okay. Right. At least we are honored because she was able to come. Okay, I think we can start, members. So as I've just outlined what we are having, so I would entertain inputs from all sides.
Is the purpose of this is to sort of try and match some of what we sort of discussed as we'd like to see with the calendar, the sort of draft calendar here? Is this what we're supposed to be doing?
Sorry?
Is what we're supposed to be doing, taking the sort of draft calendar and looking at that and then sort of trying to merge it with the, some of the ideas that we picked up from the workshop?
Yes.
Is that what, we,
yes.
what we'd be trying to do here?
But even beyond that,
for instance, you may have issues that arise from your constituency relating to the work of the committee, and you can also raise them here. That, yeah. I have, for instance, that there was a time when you wanted to visit some institutions around Cape, you know. You may probably tell us that you think that it is important to pass there now as a committee because of this and that reason.
Because there is one thing that I think... that might be interesting to go to is Natal, KwaZulu-Natal, Pietermaritzburg, where they're doing a lot of research, biotechnology research on plant, you know, drought-resistant plants and that sort of thing, which I think is quite pertinent to some of the work. So that might be an option to include in there. I know it's a flying trip, so that's a extra cost than that, but I think it's we should include it in there.
Yeah, understandably. I think that, like, okay, let me just, but the secretary briefed me about that. I think after what she will brief us about regarding oversight trips and input from the department, probably then we can be able to be properly guided about those. But what the point you are raising is very important. The CEO there also did at one stage. He used to be the member of the department, so and one time it did stress to me that it would be important for the committee to see what they are doing there, because it's a new center there, understandably, but they are doing many important things. So it's a very important point which needs to be captured. Right. Let's give the secretary so that he briefs us about what the department suggested on this. On this.
Okay, we finished the workshop the other day.
Where is your?
Sakawara.
Is that side?
Okay, when we finished our workshop the other day, DJ had said that he will draw some kind of a action list and see what was the focus area of the discussion in terms of how people related to some of the presentations that were made, and drew up something that's, that the department could possibly facilitate in terms of oversight and focus area for the committee. That list that's now not been presented to us in time for this meeting. But I think the idea of this meeting is to, we've got like a draft program, so if there's something that's very urgent from that workshop that we want to see, in the immediate short-term program, we can do it. But the idea is not maybe to put the dates there, but to provide a framework of ideas of what we see our program look like for the next 5 years, or the medium-term or long-term. So even if it's oversight, we're generally going to throw down ideas, we list it down, and as we prioritize maybe at a later stage, we'll do it the way it is on this program. We must bear in mind that certain things happen within the parliamentary program that won't necessarily allow us to do it by date here today, because at certain stages we look at strat plans, at annual reports and budget. Like for the next term, that's why we didn't list entities as such to come talk to us about mandates and all their plans and all the entities here, because from 30 September when they table the annual reports, our whole last term will be taken about with all our entities that report to us. We will look at those annual reports of these, and then they will get an idea of what they do at one time. Remember, we didn't have them at our workshop, but there will be opportunity in the third term where we just focus on the entities, because they will have to present on the annual reports. So as you can see now, it looks like we've got something at least for the term now, and something for the last term already. So now we must look at maybe what we want next year. But as I said, let's throw down those ideas generally in terms of oversight, interest areas for breeding, international trips, And how it relates to our portfolio. We can't also now go visit housing and then there's no relation. So let's discuss the relation and what people want to see, how it fits within our science and technology portfolio and the broader aims and objectives of our government envisage, you know, science and technology takes us forward for the intent purposes and so on. So I think with that in mind, we can maybe further discussion.
I'm sure you remember some of the points that, the members that were in the workshop raised a variety of points with the department. One of them was a very crucial, which I think we must find time to relate to. There is this project, PBMR, which is a very, very massive project, which is now estimated at consuming towards 60 billion. The department has been tasked to look into what's happening, but I've had also a number of appeals that we should look into what's happening there because things are at a mess. So probably the committee will have to also find time to make an oversight there and see exactly. You remember the DG also tried to be very cautious about entering into that because it's a very controversial situation as it is now. Yeah. So it's very important. When we had intended in the portfolio committee of minerals and energy last year to visit this project because the minister had personally the former minister of minerals and energy had particularly told me that we have the committee to go and see there because things are not good. So, and now the DG also, I met him in some of these briefing meetings between stakeholders and government. And she also said that things are difficult. That's why they've hired me. That's how I knew that the Department of Science and Technology has been tasked to look into that. I had it from the DG, actually, first, of public enterprise. So I think, therefore, that we do need to find time and go there and appraise ourselves. Any further inputs? I know it's going to be difficult because most members I knew, I don't know how we will do it, but let us brainstorm things and see how far we can go. Honorable Shin.
Thank you, Chair. Is the board for the space agency going to be appointed? Is there a board existing? I was under the impression that we needed to appoint a board for the space agency end of this year, early next year. Does that ring a bell at all?
Well, the secretary can brief us.
As far as I know, they advertised for nominations to the board, I think, in March, April.
Mm-hmm.
And from the last report, they stated that they were busy with shortlisting candidates for the board. So I'm sure once they've compiled the shortlist, it will be tabled to the committee via the speaker for the committee's consideration, because it is also written into the Space Agency Act that the minister has to consult with a portfolio committee about approving the shortlist. So it's something that we will expect to get soon, yeah.
Tomorrow there will be something about the board, the HSRC board. That's what we looked into last time. I think formally tomorrow there will be something about the appointment. I'd request the members to switch off their cell phones so that they don't disturb.
But
Thank you, Chair. On the matter before the issue of the board, if I get it correct, the PBMR issue, I wanted to check because some of us are still trying to find their feet. That the matter is of great urgency, as it was also reflected in the workshop. For the committee to visit, how are we to wait until we draw a budget, or we can maybe the secretary and the office assist in coming up with the date? I'm raising this because it's a matter that I think all of us are to be of same wavelength and understanding of exactly what is happening, and the only way to do that is for us to physically go and visit the area, so that we don't then be left behind by whatever developments that may arise in the process. And secondly, will it then also, I'm subject to correction, Chair, that are we to do that as this committee alone, or we are to do that jointly with the energy, the visit? That's what I'm saying. In the latter, I'll then be subject to correction. But I just want to be clarified in terms of the date, in terms of us visiting that. And in the meantime that we are preparing for that, I would request that the researchers, whether the parliamentary research or the research of the African National Congress, assist in simplifying, but in just making, if there can be some brief notes around the issue of the PBMR. I know that we had that in the document, but just a document, 3 pages that can just touch on the key issues and make us to have some understanding on the matter. Those were the few issues that I wanted to raise about that.
With due respect to the chairperson and members, I just want to make an addition to what has been said by the honourable member, that I'm sure chairperson is going to assist us a lot as a department to sort of say that, for instance, we've identified the PBMR as one of the sites that the committee needs to visit, and if we come up with time frames, it's going to assist us on the side of the department so that we sort of assist in terms of facilitation for the visit of the members. I just wanted to add that, chairperson.
Thank you very much. I think this is going to respond to both of you simultaneously, because the time frame will first depend on the budget, and the budget will depend on the program that we submit to the committee section. So without having submitted and they do not want, understandably, from my secretary, they don't want to receive only the usually all these years we've been only looking at developing timely, but now they want the whole 5-year program then to be submitted before approving the monies. So as a result, therefore, we have to work hard in this. I think they want it before the end of the month. And so we have to work out within these 2 weeks to get it sorted out. And so we must really be careful what we choose, because they said what will be in our program is not going to be changed once it has been approved. So if we have, for instance, made recommendations of trips overseas, we can't at a later stage and say, hey, we're changing, we think we have to start there, because it will not have been budgeted for, according to what the House Chairperson said when he briefed the chairs and whips. So I think, therefore, we have to be very careful what we want to have. For instance, I think we must also brainstorm the question of, you remember the department, Mabul assist us here. There is also the question of the Russian trip for this, the launch of our satellite. We'll see. So if probably, because this is very nearby, I think it's next month in September, if I'm not mistaken. So if we want to go there as a committee, and observe that, which I think would be very wonderful, we have to budget for it and put it in our plan and so forth and so forth. So these are kinds of things that we need to really budget for. Can I hear the researcher here? He wants to say he's and has long been up, maybe wants to guide us. Yeah.
This is something that happened in the workshop. I thought I'm going to remind the committee. It'll help us throughout the program. You know, they spoke about the launch of the electric car, and I think that the committee needs to work out how we can assist in marketing those cars and make it popular and maybe determine what role it can play. And then there was a story out that how government agencies themselves use those cars to do government work. So you create a market by government itself using those cars. I think it's not included in the program, but it's a good thing to look into. And then the department explained to us in the workshop that they're having difficulty with, you know, what products that are innovated in South Africa, but they were sold by German companies because they bought the copyright. They felt maybe the committee should assist in helping them to market and promote South African innovated products, so we can also benefit from the end value once it gets commercially viable. So I thought that was also not in the program. It's good to include. And the other one is a cost-saving exercise. If we are keen to do some very interesting oversight visit, in Cape Town, we have this thing in Rosebank in Cape Town, this thing run by the CSIR. It's this whole high-performance computing center. And we need to know what's going on there because it's like an exclusive science center. But it's very helpful for the committee to go there because it's nearby, and you won't have any objections from Parliament because there's no financial implication involved in taking up that trip. But it'll be something that the committee will benefit strongly from.
Thank you, Chair. My concern is first, if I understand you well, is that if we have drawn up a budget and a program for oversight visits, we can't then change that. Now, my concern is, because it's linked to what the researcher had said. If the president has said we are to be an activist parliament, I'm sure there must be some flexibility. We can't then, because we're not going to be able to reach some of the remote areas if we are going to be confined. I'm not saying we must be extravagant. I'm not saying that. But for us to be able to reach some of the areas that we think it's necessary for the committee to reach, we are not going to be, if everything is going to be within the parameters of Cape Town. Personally, and I think that maybe it's not a discussion for the committee chair, but I'll request that we note that, and I would also want to engage more maybe outside of this, because science and technology, it is exactly in my personal view that's why science and technology is located in a particular way for people. For the few people who really understand the institutions that will be able to, whereas we did say that there's a need for us to reach some rural areas. I'm making an example. I want to go to Sutherland. Sutherland is I'm told it's cold. When you go there, you must wear this. There are some science and technological issues there. Cesarianja, how are we going to go there? So I'm saying, Chair, sorry for taking long, I'm saying the issue of then of rigidity, in my view, we will have to, maybe as Parliament or as our organization, we have to look into that because it has got some constraints for me. I don't know with other people. Thank you.
Yeah, no, let me just respond to those points. What they are saying, they are not rigid. Actually, what they are saying is that the committee, all the centers or places or areas or institutions that we would like to visit, that is the time when we must brainstorm them here and formulate a wide-ranging program, not only located to Cape Town, not only located to South Africa, but anywhere in the world, as long as we are guided by the fact that if it is an overseas tour, at least procedurally, there are no more than two trips that are allowed for the committee. But they also said, if there is a special need, it will also be looked into. But procedurally, the guidelines of Parliament is that there should be no more than two trips internationally for the committee. Now, in terms of visits, that's why I said, yeah, we have an opportunity. If there are matters that arise from our constituencies, here is a time for us to include those in our business plan. So generally, there is really no problem about anything. What I think the community section is saying is that we can't formulate a program, and because they have no restriction about how we formulate the program, and then at a later stage, we come and say that, no, we made a mistake, we are changing this program to that. So what they are trying to say is that if there are issues that arise, because the politics is dynamic, we can't really say that what we thought today will be the same in future. Even the Korean trip, we do not know whether there will be Korea by the time we want to go. Maybe there will have been a turmoil. So what they are saying, therefore, is that once we've formulated a program and has been approved, we must know that is approved. If there is anything that arises outside what has been approved, it will be a matter of negotiation between relevant authorities in the committee section and the committee. And I can tell you from experience, it becomes difficult to convince them outside what has been approved. I can tell you. It's only upon a miracle when they accept something, especially if it is a very far-reaching trip like an overseas one. But that's why they are saying that we must look into the program thoroughly, agree amongst ourselves that this is what we want, and then submit the program. But I remember in one of the meetings of chairs, not now, but in the previous parliament, it was said that it's very difficult for committees to really have a fixed five-year program that will never change. And the response from the Speaker's office, which is the House Chairs, was that indeed that is understood, but at least there must be that program, there must be a direction of where the committee wants to go. And then it can be revised on a yearly basis, but there must be a fundamental five-year program. And then that program, as and when time comes and things change, then it can be revised according to that. But they want to have a way of budgeting for committees over a period of parliament's existence, which is 5 years. So that was one of the concurrences that were arrived at between the chairs and the House chairs. So what I'm therefore saying is that although we can formulate this five-year program, but we'll always continue on drawing up a timely program, you know, which is based most practically on our five-year plan. I think that I think that clarifies. I don't have about that. I think also from the department side, I think you are happy with the explanation, therefore, that we will be able to facilitate you with dates once the budget has been approved. Yeah. Okay. Honorable Mulao, and then Honorable Kalia.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yeah, listening at a workshop about projects that the department has already embarked on of science and technology, it was very interesting. Now, the issue of finding your feet in the committee, understanding issues pertaining to science and technology. And I see, yes, some projects are being named, but what will help us as members? It's just maybe a document like this having a little bit of a background of each project, because projects of the department are work that government is doing. And work that government is doing, it's our responsibility to ensure that we market the government's works on at grassroots level. And then how do we do that if we don't understand? So we had to understand first, then try to market the work of government at grassroots level, because the researcher mentioned the products that go out of our country. Maybe some of the grassroots levels are sitting with products in their area but really don't understand that in terms of science and technology, how this product can benefit us as the community. So marketing the government works at grassroots level will help us to understand their role that they can play in terms of promoting science and technology, and also take part in issues pertaining science and technology. So I think for us, like, I'm interested in this name, Meerkat. It's a project, but how did it come about, Meerkat, naming it Meerkat? So if one can understand, so when you go down to the communities, you can explain and even market that thing, because Meerkat project might be in their area, but they don't understand how it benefits them. Because I saw the name Meerkat somewhere in the Northern Cape on a poster, but I didn't understand what is this Meerkat about. I thought it's maybe something of the farmers, to deal with farmers and so on. But now for the first time, I'm starting to know that it's something to do with science and technology. So it's very much important to market it at grassroots level, so that also they can start to look into their areas, what is there for us to take part in terms of understanding science and technology. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honourable Member. I think one of the things the point we're raising is therefore important, that in our business plan, we invite all these entities, even because they, around September, October, those are the dates for the coming year for annual reports. But you see, that's when you can understand what they do, but probably it is important that they would have come earlier to tell you what they, unfortunately, the way Parliament has operated because of elections, it has been impossible to do that. But during the time for annual report, that's where they explain a lot of things. But in reality, they are supposed to be explaining those things in the context of giving the reports of what they have done, not of what they intend doing, you see. So as long as we've captured, then that's when they discuss those reports, you can ask all these questions, and that's when it becomes clear about where Meerkat comes from, because they do come also with people of astronomy, of these astronomic centers, like Sutherland. And so they explain themselves in detail what they do, and we can even local trips like those ones, like Sutherland's, those are the trips you can, without problems of budget, quickly undertake, as long as we identify dates here. It's not a very probably congested time now for us to identify some dates of going to these local institutions for oversight. There's the Medical Research Council, which is also around here. In fact, I think that's one of the institutions we must visit, because recently, about 2 or 3 weeks ago, they were launching this new HIV drug. I think it is very important for the committee to go there and really listen to them, what this drug, how has it been developed, who are collaborating, what things have been put in place, what prospects of success is it having, and so forth and so forth. I think it's a very important. I was personally invited to during the launch, but unfortunately I already had another engagement because it was time for constituents. So I couldn't attend. But I did talk to them that we would like, as a committee, to come visit them, and they agreed to that. You see, so we need to put it as part of our local oversight tour that we'll do together with those institutions which you visited around here as a committee. Honorable Nungwa. Oh, no, but you wanted to say something.
Thank you, Chair. Apologies for being late. And the first point that I would like to ask is, I noticed in the program that our meetings are now scheduled for Wednesdays. Now, according to a proposal presented to the Chief Ops Forum by Mr. Bapela, science and technology falls in Group A, and those meetings are scheduled for Tuesday from 9 to 1. And that is why it's a problem, because many of our members were put into committees so that if they're sitting on two committees, they can sit either on the Group A, which is on Tuesday, and Group B, which is on Wednesday. And hence, I have found myself in a clash. So I would like to maybe ask you to reconsider. I don't know if you have the proposal, this is my copy, but to look at it and I just come from the Chief Whoops Forum confirming that really was there a change in program days. Secondly, I find that it would be useful if the media liaison officer for the ministry could actually put members of this portfolio committee on their email address list as well. Because there are things that the minister does, which you only hear on the news, whereas if, like for yesterday or the day before, I heard that she was launching or she was talking at a summit about innovation, and there was nowhere that I could get information on what was happening. So for us to be up to date in what's happening in our portfolio, it would be very helpful if perhaps the media person could take all our email addresses and email us where she's going, when she's going, and so on, so that we are also up to speed on what's happening. Thank you.
Point. Actually, myself, I've been hearing since last week a number of announcements. The minister is doing that. Actually, she will also be in Sentinel to giving awards. I said, but we don't even have a single paper telling us about these things. We don't have any. At least sometimes they usually send the chair. What I usually do myself when I have got this information, I usually either circulate it or announce it during committee sitting. If I know that maybe it came immediately after I come, then I circulate the paper. But I was very surprised myself that there are so many things that are happening when we are not even told a single thing. I think they'll tell us, the parliamentary officer. I don't know what he's going to say.
Thanks, Chairperson. Our apologies from the side of the minister, Chairperson. But another thing that members should actually also remember is the fact that there has been uncertainty when it comes to members of the committee, you know, and that was creating a lot of problems for us. And basically, as it is, we do things in a very diligent way. We're supposed to be getting the list for members of the committee from the committee secretary. And my suggestion is that when we draft that list, you know, for to be sent to us, the ministry and the department, can we also attach the email addresses, you know, knowing fully well that some members, they don't have email addresses, but their secretaries, you know, take the messages for them. So also they be included in that mailing list. Then we'll forward it to our media liaison office so that members can actually be able to get the speeches of the minister wherever she goes.
Just a quick point. When I was first appointed to this committee, I got onto the website, the department's website, and looked at the press releases there. Got the contact name of the person who issued them and said, please put me on your mailing list. I must have emailed this person about three times saying, please put me on your mailing list. And I did it again this week. And, you know, I haven't received anything, so presumably the minister's done nothing this week. But, you know, if you could facilitate that, I'd really appreciate it.
Yeah, I hope the liaison officer will... that is his duty exactly. If we have concern, he's the one who's supposed to help us. I hope he will help us in that aspect. You wanted to say something?
Thank you, Chair. On this document, what I'm going to reflect on is on this document, the last bullet in the first paragraph, the bullet number, number six, that talks about the workshop, the department expressed a need for strategic prioritization with the Department of International Relations in terms of the bilateral agreements. I want to make a recommendation that will it not be important that we I don't know how, whether it's your office, in ensuring that we meet and we get that information with that department, and also the Department of Trade and Industries, in terms of what the researcher spoke about, of all these things of the electric car, whatever. So what is then the role? Okay, let me rephrase in terms of trade and industry. What will then be the role of trade and industry in terms of that point of the car in ensuring that it is being popularized, the role of government, other departments, and that the entire South Africans are aware of this and some of the issues that have been raised. So I would request that we put time frames, because if we just put them as they are, there's a potential that we'll forget about it, and it will be over. Some other events will take over that. So that is those are the two areas that I wanted to talk on.
One of the approaches of this new government actually is that over and above clusters, there are those departments that have got some common activities in a given area. And if that is the case, it is the duty of our committee to agree to have a joint sitting with that particular committee which has got interest. It was stressed actually even last week in the in the workshops of chairs and whips. It was stressed that actually there was a department, I'll give you one department raised an issue about squats. That issue, I can't remember which department, whether it's Department of Police or something, but they raised an issue that there was an issue in the sports department, which, according to them, felt that it was also affecting them. But it was, they thought that it would be solved jointly because they would have given a more clarifying input. But and so they were told that it was not an issue, for instance, of the workshop. The chairs were supposed to simply communicate and arrange. If the other chair felt that it was an issue that his or her committee was interested in, was supposed to approach the other chair and say, listen, this issue, we have also interest in our committee. When can we have a joint sitting and discuss this issue? So such issues, committee members must raise such issues here, so that if there is an issue that you feel that is being handled by another committee, but probably we also have interest in it, we must discuss it here and schedule a meeting with that particular, myself, I'm happy to liaise with that particular chairperson, and then we schedule. We used to do it, we have done. There were issues, for instance, in the last parliament, that there was a time when we had a joint sitting with environment, public and public enterprise, and energy, and science. And when there was a breakage of the, when there was a bolt problem in Kupe, we sat as a joint sitting. There was also a joint sitting which... I think it involved energy, public enterprise, and science and technology. We've had this joint sitting whenever we identify issues of common interest. And so I think it was confirmed last week also in the workshop that I'm talking about. That if there are issues that are probably being handled by other committees who feel that they are outside the cluster, because if they are within the cluster, we can handle them within the cluster. But if they are outside the cluster, because, for instance, education is not in the economic transformation cluster, but education, from the workshop last week, we felt that there were so many issues that we needed to discuss with education that are common for science and technology. You see, things like that. So it's a matter of when we should, we can just prioritize the issues, and then I may be myself to communicate with the corresponding chair of that committee, and we have a joint sitting on that particular challenge. I think I have Honorable Shin there, and Ngwane, and then Kanye.
Thank you. I was just thinking, if we're planning a visit to the Pebble Bed thing, why don't we actually invite Energy to come along with us so that the people at Pebble Bed can only do it once? Would that be an idea? So we can actually also, we would benefit by having our colleagues there and their knowledge, as well as it being probably quite simple or straightforward for the Pebble Bed people themselves to actually address everybody at once, everybody that has a vested interest in it. Just an idea.
Actually, the committee that is directly involved in terms of PBMR is public enterprise. Energy is very less involved now. I've been the chair of energy, so I know it's very. If you talk to ESCOM or PBMR about problems of PBMR or even ESCOM, they'll tell you that no, these are handled in public enterprise. So the best committee to go with is public enterprise. Yes, we'll be better off because it's an operational, it's been an operational department, and so most of their activities, if they don't want, they point at public enterprise. But probably, because if you go with public enterprise, they may say that, no, this is a matter of energy. Probably we need to get also energy. We will see what wins. Yeah. But I think these are matters, probably even environment. I do not know. Even look at environment. Actually, trade and industry was once also running PBMR. There was a time when PBMR was under trade and industry. PBMR has been moving. You know, it started in NH, went to trade and industry, went to public enterprise. At one stage, it wanted to move to environment. So I don't know. We'll have to prioritize because you can't get all those committees together at the same time. It will be difficult. So we'll have to prioritize. I'm thinking that the public enterprise is the best committee to get along with, yes, because they are dealing with it now directly. The next member.
Thank you, Chairperson. I just wanted to. It's more of a comment than a question. It's unfortunate that some of us were not part of the workshop. but according to this document, I was under the impression that the department was to brief us on some of the, to give us a briefing according to today.
Oh, we've already covered that. We said that this is a tough program. This was a draft program which was created as early as July. So after the workshop, we felt that the first thing to do today would be to drop a program. And then, and therefore look at it. But we still have that item, but it's not for today. This is just, it was a draft which we're looking into before we knew that there were all the problems of committees, you see. Now there have been a change of committees to the point where this committee ended up with almost all new people except myself and Beatrice. And that is when we decided to go on a workshop, you see. So, and after the workshop again, it has been changed, you see. So, you see, and so that's why this draft program, as we had drafted it before, has become now obsolete. And that is why we thought that today, actually our committees today, that because of all these things, they ended up canceling their meetings, you see. So I just felt that it would be, I mean, there are things that we can do even today, like discussing all these issues, at least and trying to find fit together with the new ones, new members, and then we then move from there towards the next step. But all in all, it's not our fault, it's the fault of Parliament itself, you see. We have tried our best, look at the program, what prepared it. We have not been able to meet with it because of this change. So, as a result, that's why we want to formulate a new program altogether. But this is just what we are just giving you a background of what we had thought or the issues that need to be looked into over and above what can come out of here.
Actually, Chair, what I wanted to raise was maybe we could get some of the documents that were discussed in the workshop so that at least we find our feet together with the people who attended the workshop.
It's true. Actually, you need a lot of all the input that is missing because, I mean, it's like it's your first day on Earth today. So I think we need to, really, pull you by hand, you see. Yeah. No, we'll do that. I think the secretaries are here. They will try, and the researchers, they will also try and even the documents that were circulated prior to the workshop, please circulate them to the new members. Kalen, and then to...
Right. Just talking about now, we've come up with four clusters, and I don't know if you're aware of it and whether it was discussed at your workshop, but the clusters have now been reorganized according to the ministry so that your questions that you're going to put in and all that are redone. So cluster one is now peace and security, cluster two is social services, cluster three is governance, and cluster four is economics. So that's the new, we agreed with it now, and all parties have agreed to it. So science and technology and education now fall in the same cluster. Yes. Okay, and then you reminded me about us meeting with other committees. Now, trade and industry has got two conventions before them. I've alerted Shanaz about it, but the conventions are with regard to liability in terms of foreign objects in space. And at the programming meeting last week, I picked up that it actually overlaps into science and technology, and I was advised to tell you to negotiate with the chair of trade and industry, so when those two conventions come up for discussion, that we do it as a joint committee.
The committee secretary for trade and industry did approach us. They indicated that they will do that on the 1st and the 2nd of September, and they invited our committee to sit in on those. I think the content area of some of those things falls within our domain. Yeah, and I've got the copies all circulated today.
And therefore, that means that in our program, we must find a space for that. you know, yeah. And therefore, also, we should try and find also space for but education is already in the cluster, so it may not be a problem. We can discuss it at cluster level, yeah. Honorable Shin, and then Tuchu. Oh, no, should we? Sorry. Yeah.
Thank you, Chair. In this document, there's a very profound statement that is being made. And I'm making this request to the researchers on the basis of that, which reads that the committee is committed to ensure real and sustainable improvement in the quality of lives of all South Africans by making science and technology the energy of socioeconomic growth, of socioeconomic growth in our country. Now, my request is within the context of the member from COP saying that some of us are still finding our feet in science and technology, is that if it's possible or if it is allowed, that if researchers can really identify which would be those areas. Let me just make an example of what has always been in my mind that, I'm not a scientist, and I don't think I'm going to be one, but my understanding in the just as a layman in this field is that what is the role of science and technology in agriculture? Make an example. The role of science and technology in rural development for just an ordinary person in the rural area. Now, if researchers can assist us in that area so that we are able, when we do our constituency work, or some of our constituencies are in areas where we think that science and technology has got a role, but unfortunately, people in that area are not exposed into that. So that's why I'm saying it's quite a profound statement, and therefore, how then to ensure that we really because people in the rural areas, abayas, they do the testing of the space and nuclear. For them, that's something. What they want to see is that what is the role of this department in changing my being as a human being and as ordinary working people of this country. So that is the basis of my request, Chair, if it is allowed. We will try and do that on ourselves, but if the researchers both can just assist in just identifying and then we're able to take the matter forward, I'm covered by the issues of the clusters and us working together with some that have got relevance, because everything centers around ourselves. Think as science and technology. Thank you, Chair.
Yeah, as we have said, science and technology is an applied science, really. It cuts across all departments, and therefore, it's supposed to be the engine of the whole life of a nation. Indeed, actually, analysis show that in the last three decades, there are three pillars that guide the society's development. It's human capital, it's finance capital, and it's technology. In the last three decades, all the so-called developed countries, the index shows that their technology parameter has moved very high. So, which is what was addressed by the department in the workshop last week, that they, in this 10-year project of transition, the PhD project, they want to make South Africa's economy development not to be resource based but to be technology based. They want to move the country into a knowledge economy. That is exactly what they mean, that the human capital and the finance capital must take the secondary position, technology must take the primary position. And that is what characterizes the developed countries now. If you take that parameter, it has moved up, actually. It's very interesting that if in the world, Israel leads the world with the high number of PhDs, yet it's a very small country. And it's followed by Sweden, a very small country again, only 9 million. So you can see the value of the PhD project, which the department was talking about, what it means in science and technology. So the Indians are what you're talking about. The Indians have done spectacularly well in terms of using science and technology for poor communities to develop innovations in poor communities to help poor communities, to make science and technology be felt by poor communities. Actually, the Director General of the CSIR of India, when he addressed the 2005 Science and Education Conference here in ICC, he said one of the cornerstones of India was that they took the chairman of the Academy of Sciences in India. They made him the president of the state of India. So he had now the political authority. And so what he did, Dr. Kalam of India, he came in, who, when they read his profile, he had about 30 PhDs honors. And so he's the one who developed the nuclear program of India. Now, they said he went to London streets everywhere in the world where there were Indians who were doing technology for other countries. He recruited them back to India. And they said it does not take the whole nation to have PhDs. You only need a few people and see the development about, because knowledge is universal. And they said he was fresh from England. And he is the Director General of CSIR. And he said, things that they have done now, that's what put India where it is now. And so these things can happen. And so the DGs, as they were addressing the workshop, they were addressing about things that really have happened. We've got examples of countries like India and China that have done it. You know, so we can do it as long as we can coordinate our activities. Science and technology can, in fact, the CSR president, the CSR director general said that actually if you want to move faster and show a change in the country, at the base, that's where sits the masses. And if you can develop innovation programs at low level, he says that that's where you'll see the exact change of the of the economic growth of a country, because that's where sits the majority of people. And most of what happened, we only use the tip, the higher class, and we leave the base. But there are innovations that involve the base using technology. And he said that's what they are concentrating in India. And that's what our committee here is supposed to strive to do. Yes. So I'm trying to say, therefore, that all the arguments, they run together. There is nothing wrong, because for agriculture to be realized, you have got to use some technology of the satellite to see and explore the lands and oceans, what we have, so as to reduce poverty. You have got to develop innovations in very remote areas and change. Indians have been able to develop some grounds and put pumps and make them play fields. Now, when the children play around in those playgrounds, they automatically, those swings, they automatically drill out water from within areas which are very rural. There's so many innovations we are talking about. Where there is no transport, they've taken drums and put some wheels on the drums, and then they can fetch water and push the drums. They've changed some rural women and made them, they call them the rural women engineers, who can be able now to fix the lights and things and using the technology at low level, but they have changed the lives of the people. So we can use technology in many different ways, from innovation to advanced space science and to advanced rocket science. We can use it, and it is the duty of this committee to drive that via the department. And I think from the presentation that everybody observed last week, it was members. It were members who said actually they think the department has done very well, because they really produced some of the programs that show that with good support from Parliament, the department can really do wonders. And so we need to support them. So in our program, therefore, that we're drawing up now, we do need, therefore, to think about all oversight areas, including the rural oversight, including these type of innovations that involve very simple technologies, but that can change the lives of the people. So this is where the challenge between the second and the first economy come in. You must be able to manage the first economy and the second economy very well if you want to bridge the gap. Because in reality, it's one economy. But you just need to manage it properly in order to find one economy. You can move the second economy into a first economy, then it becomes the universal economy. That's what we are supposed to be striving to do.
Thanks, Mr. Chair. There's two items I would like to talk about. Firstly, just following on briefly what you said here, last year the Department of Transport in Northwest worked with the CSIR and on a program of rural transport. And a whole pile of companies had been set a task some years before to come up with innovative ways to move people and goods around rural areas. It was non-fueled. You know, it had to be, you know, human power or animal power. And last year they actually did some sort of field trials with this stuff. And there were super things like a donkey-drawn taxi that could carry 10 people. Now, the innovation came in the design of the axles and the suspension and all this sort of stuff. Another crowd did like a Lego bicycle, you know, that you could buy components and you could have a two-wheeled bicycle, or you could have a tricycle, or you could have a tandem, or you could have two bicycles side by side with a stretcher in the middle, or something for ferrying goods in the middle. So if we could give that kind of project, you know, space, and if we'd go up and seen, watch these field trials, we might have had a lot of time. Apparently the bicycles kept on being pinched and they had to go and get them back because they were very useful. Because you then could, you know, build your bicycle to suit your needs very simply and very rugged. But that's just one thing, building on what you went there. The thing that I'd like to talk about, if to put into our program, is in the medium-term program there's a draft bill on the protection of Indigenous knowledge that I see is due out to be approved by Cabinet at the end of next year. I would like to suggest that if we do go up to KZN, to the plant people, that the Indigenous Knowledge Centre is there as well, that we actually use that time there quite productively to get up to speed on what is happening in Indigenous knowledge and what the issues around legal protection are there. Because if we're going to have to work on that legislation next year, if it's still on the programme, I don't know if it is. I think that would be a priority for us to get involved with in the coming year. And I see that we've also got coming up sometime a national marine strategy. Perhaps we could, that's supposed to be submitted to EXCO in September. That's next month. Obviously, if we can then have some sort of marine oversight. And I think that also climate change is a huge thing, so we need to really look at focusing on what oversight is being done in climate change, which will obviously tie in with our satellite, which goes up next month.
That you've just raised about the oversight to the biotechnology center there in KZN. Actually, I think we must combine it, if as you say, in looking into medicinal plan. At the Nelson Mandela Medical Research Institute there in Durban, there is one of the, this research that was pronounced here about HIV, a professor was invited to me, I think 2006, Professor Kaleni, together with this man, the herbalist who is said to have developed some medicine for HIV, this Ubejan. He has been partly involved. He is very much actually involved. I think he is now the dean there in that medical research. He's a very young professor. He's the one who has been dealing with these indigenous medicinal plants and looking into how to use indigenous knowledge system together with modern technology to achieve things like solutions to very tricky diseases like cancer or HIV. So I think when we go to that biotechnology institute, it will be indivisible with going to that medical research center and see him, and he must show what they are doing there in this conjunction. No, the Maritzburg and Deppen, we can cover them in one day. Yeah, it's very nearby. It's only 45 minutes from. We can be in Maritzburg early in the morning, or we can be in Deppen, whichever we choose first, and go to Maritzburg later. And we can cover them in one day. There is a lot to learn there. Yeah, I think the secretary will be noting all these things, and that's how I think this is a very useful discussion, because really that is the type of input that we need for this program development. You wanted to say something? Is there anybody who wants to add up to so far?
I'd just like to add, it sounds like you're wrapping up. Should we not all of us go back, and obviously Joyce is going to have to do a lot of homework, and just refresh ourselves from the workshop notes of last week, and come next week with direct proposals on what our trips, overseas trips will be, you know, where we think it would be useful to go, if we go back from our workshop notes, and actually come with a place and why we should go there, some sort of motivation as to why we think that should be our overseas trip.
That is one that I've just it has come up to my mind, a local one again, a very important one. You know, the previous government before 1994, we were briefed by this department actually, that the minister once briefed us and said there are many, the previous minister, not this one, he said there are many exciting places here in South Africa which we do not know of. He said that actually, I don't know where about, I think he's here in the south or somewhere here in the in Cape. The old government had prepared the launch. They had thought of launching this satellite from here, from South Africa. And they said that station, that launch pad, was already ready. So he was saying that if we have time, we must go and visit that launch. So I think the liaison officer must also assist us about that information, because they said that's a very important tool that was developed from South Africa for launching satellites from here. And so it never materialized because of the change of political events.
Next month, do you have any more information about it? Would the committee be able to view it via, a link up if we were to get to a particular Technology Center here, and if
you came a bit late, you've already covered
oh,
it.
Oh, that
yeah.
you have. Okay.
What we said, in the okay, I can just brief you quickly because it wasn't your fault to come late. What we have said is that in our program, as we develop it, one of the things that we can put as a program of committee would be to go from our budget and be part of that launch. And there is a formula, of course, because for all members, it costs more than $1 million, which may not be therefore affordable. But we can choose a few people, a delegation that can represent the committee there in accordance with the formula that is used by Parliament. To be part of the launch. But you remember that we requested the DG at the workshop. They said they are also going to be looking from their side, you know, how this could be overcome. But themselves, they were not looking at, they're looking at what we've just said now, to have a place where, locally, where we can go and watch. And that could be a good idea, but that does not rule out some delegation going physically there because it's another experience in itself. Then the rest of the committee, then they can watch it from that particular venue. I think all those are things that we have to explore. I think we have done a lot. We must give now the researchers and the committee secretaries to work out this program. Meanwhile, as Honorable Shina said, we must also go and look into that. Please supply the new members with all these documents so that they can also read through. I'll try and check what documents I have from the chairperson's level, which can also be of guidance. I have some documents which can guide as to how to formulate a workable and acceptable program by Parliament as a committee. I've got some guidelines here, which I'll give to the Secretary to circulate to all of you. I think with that, there are two members who want to say something, Honorable Nguyen and then Mnyama.
Okay, and lastly, Chair. I haven't heard anybody mention it, but I think I know that South Africa has got an advanced technology in defense. I remember, I mean, there was a time we visited that place in Pretoria West. So I think it's one of the places we need to visit. So I don't know whether you did discuss that, but we've got very advanced AI technology. We've got our own, what do you call it? For fighting. And, yeah, jet fighters as South Africa. But I think, and to encourage our own kids. And I remember the last time we were there as the public work, public enterprises, there was very little transformation in that.
I think you're right. Actually, AMSCO and DINEL, you've just reminded me of, it's DINEL that you're talking about. Now, you've reminded me, when we were in Sweden, 80% of DINEL, did you know, it's now owned by Sweden. Yes. So I think, therefore, it may also be important to if we do oversight, to go to DINEL and AMSCO. You know, when we were in Sweden, we were able to see DINEL from their satellite. They can see everything from Sweden. So they have developed systems in Sweden which are able to locate even a tanker which is at the border of Sweden trying to enter Sweden. They can watch it from a satellite and see and look at it here. They said that they are the first in the world to be able to integrate systems, the satellite technology, with the local mappings of the country. They can locate anything even in the sea, and they can show that, look at that ship, it's in the sea. They can locate anything in the sky from a computer. So I think one of the countries for you new members, if we undergo an oversight of overseas countries is to go to Sweden. There's a lot to learn there. We were actually brainstormed about things that happen in that very small community of 9 million people. You know, the way they have organized their science system, I think it's the best. The ministry, as I said in the workshop, and there's 15 people. The Minister of Science and Education is there. Education and Science is one ministry, which is exactly, well, I long advocated this when I came here. In fact, in my speech in 2003, I think you were there, I talked about science and education, that how science and education should be, you know, should be transformed. And I actually... It was a mouthful when I went to Sweden because I found exactly what I was saying. It's there in practice and it has to produce some of the best results. And that is what I also repeated in our workshop last week, and which is why there are members here who are saying that indeed we must try and work with education. In Sweden, the schools of technology, industry, they are just almost one thing. They work together. In fact, there are institutions like CSIR that finance research in the institution, and people, as I said in the workshop, people, they said to me, anybody who wants to do a research from master's level in Sweden, it's free. It's free to do PhD or master's because they encourage research, because they have seen the benefit of research. And as I said, they are the second country in the world that produces the highest number of PhDs. 38% of their PhDs come from engineering. And so you can see. And they have got institutions of finance that finance the science system that are designed just to finance. And that's why they were saying that, so what is the purpose of a ministry that has got a number of people doing what? Because ministry is about policy making. Policy making is in the ministry. The activity and operation must be in these centers, science centers. That's where the experts are, and they have got to be given money to do what they want to do. Very advanced. So I would therefore encourage that if we want to learn more about science system, we have to probably, if we go outside, we can go to Sweden is one of my preferences, at least for new members. I already know what they do. But I was also thinking that we must also choose, you know, this stereotypeness of going always America or England. We must try and cease to do that. We must try and go to a country like India or Brazil or the Asian economies, South Korea. One of the person in Japan, I happen to be a member of the Science and Society Forum of Japan. The best paper that was presented in the conference that I last attended in 2006 was from South Korea. The CEO, who is the group CEO of Samsung, in research, the people who are... The person who manages the research of Samsung, as you see all these products of Samsung, he gave them the best paper on innovation. And so if you want to really learn a lot, because, you know, South Africa, when it compares itself from countries that are developing economies like South Korea, you see, that are almost, you know, there. So if we can go there and learn in South Korea, I think we can learn a lot of how small countries, you know, countries like Taiwan, a small country like it's almost the size of Swaziland. But if you look at the mass of technology and products that come from South Taiwan that service not only us but the world. You go there, in the department, the ministry of, they have got a special ministry of nuclear engineering. Ministers. Deputy ministers, they all have PhD in nuclear engineering. And the whole staff in the nuclear plant, all PhDs in nuclear engineering. I couldn't believe it. You know. So these are things that we have to learn. thank you. I think Nyami.
Chairperson, I saw among the documents we have, there is this document that speaks about the parliamentarian event that I thought maybe we need to apply our minds to, so that whoever we may be nominating can, in the meantime, before October, be able to interact with people from the department. And by the time this happens, he's able to really float with other people and not find himself not knowing what other people are doing.
That's right. I don't catch that. What can you clarify me a little bit?
There is a document that speaks of an event in Korea.
Oh, this one.
Yes. I thought maybe we needed to apply our minds to it a little bit, so that whoever we may nominate as a committee can then start as early as now to be interacting with people from the department, so that when he becomes real part of a delegation and does not become an odd foot out.
Now we'll deal with once we finalize the program, we will finalize all these items about oversight trips. Yeah. And even how, because it's about budget. So we need to know, if we talk about an oversight trip, how many people will have to go there, and so that they can be budgeted accordingly. Yeah.
Because on the other hand, Chairperson, I just wanted to ask us whether, if it's one person going, does it take away one of our overseas trips?
This one is not an oversight trip. This one is just an invitation of a delegate or of delegates. But it doesn't overlap with our program. No, our program will be separate. From time to time, I already have another invitation. For instance, to China, there's a big conference there. But we said we'll discuss it there because it's something that has got to do with international relations. I've got a number of invitations from the world myself. I do not know how to cover them, but there are basic ones, like the climate change one and the one of Science and Society Forum of Japan, which we are supposed to discuss at parliamentary political committee level, you know, how they're going to be. Some that are very standing for all the years, and which are very useful even for Parliament and for actually our scientists, because the Minister of Science and Technology always is part of the guests that go there. So we'll have to find a way of addressing that.
On the same matter, I think in this document, the last page, I hope I'm not confusing it. It's South African delegation to whatever, to the F-2016. The same, yes. In the last page, I think from point 10, it talks about who goes there, whatever. So I do think that, I hope I'm the same, it's got the same, yeah, the same thing about the number of people and the composition of the delegation to that thing of the preference. It's the overall delegation.
As I said to members, we have to read through all the details about the guidelines about overseas trips, provincial trips, local trips. I'll circulate the document, which has got some kind of guidelines from the committee house chairperson. There is a formula. If for instance, they need a delegation of, say, five people, there is a formula that the parliament uses in terms of proportional representation parties. So that's not a problem. For us here is to identify a program that will be agreed upon by all of us, and from there we'll agree how many do we think we can send in this particular place, or whether the committee or all of it. Like in Sweden, and I insisted with a very big big war against against the committee section. I insisted that the whole committee had to go, because it was a response trip from the delegation of the Committee on Science and Education from Sweden. They came here, all of them. I struggled for 3 years to get that trip going until we decided in a committee to go direct to the office of the speaker and say, we even invited the House chairperson to come and address us. He came and addressed us. He said that, you know, he has not been authorizing because there was a fault in the procedure. Then we changed the procedure. He changed. And once we have changed it, he changed again. Then now it's all new. We have to start afresh because now that application cannot. It was just dates. And then we changed the date. Then he said that the dates must coincide with the project. Then we changed the date. Then he said, no, the application must start afresh. And then after that, you know, it delayed until member said, chair, go to the speaker and discuss this matter with the speaker, because we can't afford that. The committee has never gone anywhere, but I mean, we are being observed left and right. We went to the speaker. The speaker asked the house chair. The house chair said it was too expensive. That's why it was too costly, more than $1 million. Yet we already had a budget, which was table, which was only 700,000. He said to the speaker that I wanted the whole committee, 17 of us, to go, and it was going close to 2 million. Then I showed the speaker, I said, this is the budget, this budget is with him. This is what he said, is that okay? I said, that is what it is. This is what is in our application form. In the last 3 years, we were trying to respond to the Swedish invitation until the ambassador to come here to ask what is the problem. And then we told the ambassador wrote a letter, a covering letter. We took it to this house chair. They never authorized it until I went to the speaker. That's when we're able to go to Sweden. So I am saying, therefore, it's not an easy thing. We will still face a lot of problems. It's good when you hear them saying that, well, we will have two overseas trips. Many committees here hardly have even a single trip overseas. So I'm just conditioning you. It's not an easy thing, but we must try our luck. Okay, thank you very much. I think if there's nobody with any additional views, then I guess we will extend this week. We will therefore meet next week. But members must be reminded that we'll have a study group this afternoon. I'm sure the notice has been circulated. Okay, thank you very much.